good. Notice, in the spirit now, I feel that there's going to be many, many things happening. Want to see? Because there's faith that he has. I know a man sitting on the building right now that's afflicted. I can call that man to this platform and be healed right now. What's wrong? I know he's here in the building. I feel his spirit is coming from the left side of me, over here. That is true. I wonder if the little Spanish girls in Sacramento were sitting in that building that night, and sat there, and she was sitting way back in the building, and she had said within her heart, she's Catholic. She said, I can't get to where Brother Brennan is, but if he only look at me in the eye, I'll be healed. I know nothing about the girl. She'd been down there, Long Beach or somewhere in there with the meeting. I come into service that night, I was preaching. And when I was preaching, I seemed like the face kept pulling this to my right side. I looked back down, and way down through the building, I said, that young lady sitting back so far, tell her to come here. I said, come here, young lady. I got her testimony. She almost fainted. She said, me, I put the little round hat on, come here. Walked humbly up. She had tuberculosis. I took her by the hand, I said, you have tuberculosis. But thus saith the Lord. That was all. It was done. The next morning, she gave her heart to Christ. She was baptized and brought her family, and she's to meet me here in Phoenix. I don't know where the girl is. Are you in the building, sister? Anywhere now, from Sacramento up there, California? She's to be over here in the Phoenix meeting this time. If you all raise up, stand up if you all, I might miss your hand somewhere if you're in the building. A little Spanish girl, I guess about 18, 20 years old, something like that. She's to be here. She'll witness to you this week. That's just one of the things of the hundred has taken place. Now I can do the same thing here. And I'll call your attention if this man shall come in the line, because I'm afraid to call him now, because if he can stick this sound like, I don't have just the premise to call him at this time, but I know he's here. There's a man here who's a perfect stranger, never seen before in my life. Just as death is death indeed. That's right. But he's sitting here. If that man is in the building, you say, if that man comes to this prayer line this afternoon and I get to touch him under this anointing that I have now, the man's ears will be perfectly open. Thus saith the Lord. If that isn't right, then call me a false prophet. I shall call him to the platform. If he gives me one more, I'm waiting just a second to see what he says about it. I'll watch and see what I tell you. Now we're going to form the prayer line. Just in a few moments. Now I want you to do this. If there be a modern skeptic in the building, I warn you in the name of the Lord Jesus, do not sit in the building during this time. For cancer, deafness, epileptic, they come from one to another. I'll explain that later. You all understand how many heard me explain how diseases are germs. And germs are life. You're a germ yourself. You come from the germ of life. Is that right? Well, if you come from your father and mother, a germ of life, a cancer is a germ. A cataract is a germ. A tumor is a germ. Tuberculosis is a germ. Is that right? Where did they come from? What kind of life are they? The doctors call it, that's medical names, cancer, cataract, so forth like that. Jesus called them a devil. Is that right? And that's what we are, and anyone knows the devil means a tormentor, and if something is tormenting your body. Now, I want to know that how many believe that God has sent his gift of healing? Now, let's see. God bless you. Oh my, 85% of the crowd believe. Then, under such as that, I'll assure you to see the glory of Almighty God. Now, remember, while I step out for a word of prayer after having prayer with you here, let me give you some advice. For my sake and for your sake, it'll only cause reproach. Remember, one thing too, this is not a gift to perform miracles. The last time he spoke to me was at Vandale, Illinois. Is anybody here from the Vandale meeting? Was that there at Vandale, Illinois? A person in the building here that was there? When the angel of the Lord came down and said, you are confined, you are come to pass.
where days are very short. I know how we tell this soul that once they see on the earth it will turn on. When they dwell in death, life is created for all of us. The real power of a death, you will feel it very frankly. Death, I want to see more years from the poverty. I remember the great spirit, the loving saint, the angel of God, making that kind of thunder for us to know. God's dream of our children that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, believes in us. God's dream of cancer. I assure thee that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, come out of the world. Heavenly Father, we thank you for that power of healing. We thank you because thou art here now, answer our prayer. I pray, Father, that you come and serve me all the days of your life. All glory and praise to the King in Jesus Christ's name. All right, if there's ever bothered in the rest of the day, you're going to be terribly sick. The hours are terribly sick. There'll be a result of death and cancer. Have you ever been in the meeting before? All right, the cancer is there. You know that I'm doing. I'll be here for 8 weeks. And you'll find out that I told you. In the meantime, I want you to come back on the test by your condition. Thank you.
of all, in the name of Jesus Christ tonight, come out of it.
Thank you.
Liberate her, Father, that she'll be well. Grant it, dear God. Thou thou spirit of the devil that has bound this woman, I adjure thee by Jesus Christ to leave her. How long have you had the thought of writing this? I don't doubt anything. You don't. You want to serve God, don't you? Father, in simple faith, our sister comes this afternoon crippled here with this arthritis, and also has been bothered with this blood pressure and many things, Father. Her poor body is breaking down. And you who sent your great angel in the room that night, that it was to take this to the people, oh God, may her faith reach him for it now. Satan, you who bound our sister, I adjure thee to leave her in the name of Jesus Christ. Our sister has stopped so quickly that I believe a miracle has been performed on her. I don't doubt anything. I want you to raise your feet up and down like this for you. Move your hand. There you are. Now walk right up and down the steps. A miracle has been performed on the lady. Walk on, sister. Now you can raise your head. Look, there she is, stiffened up with arthritis. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. Let's give God a praise of this type thing, right there. For his angel. See how it works? She was crippled up with arthritis. Now bow your heads, everyone, and be in prayer. Just be real reverent like that. God will just grant great things to her. I believe this. Our Heavenly Father, I thank thee for thy goodness and thy mercy. And I pray, dear God, that you'll show mercy to our dear brother who comes many miles now to be healed. Help him, Father, while we pray. Satan, thy power of infirmity, leave the man in the name of Jesus Christ. I adjure thee to leave him. Sir, the only you heard me tell about the lady with cancer a while ago?
Yes.
Well, now the same thing that happened to the lady with the cancer that was dying has happened to you now. Every vibration, everything that I know, tell you, it's over. So you can go and be healed. God bless you, sir. You believe if I'll ask God, he'll let you have back your eyesight again. I see you have a little more than that, don't you? Don't you?
Oh, I
That's not bad, man. There's only one way that I'd ever be able to know those things. Sister, tell you that, it's by God, is that right?
Yes.
Or the only way I know to have it, I tell the vibrations, know you got an asthmatic bill for it. I just believe with all your heart. Our Father, you who reveal the secrets of all hearts, I pray that you will be merciful to sister now. After by your grace and your help. Oh God, thou knowest how I feel standing here now, Sunday before last. Your presence gone, and now your presence here, that each one has passed. Please help our sister, Father, just now, to be healed. And this demon has come upon her to cause this trouble, and her eyes are going blind. Thou art, in Jesus Christ's name, come out of the woman. In the name of Jesus Christ. But aberration is not. Oh, you will look around through the room just a little bit. Look around. See those lights up there? Can you count them? Point to them. Let's see if you can point them. That's right. Quickly. Somebody out in the audience, raise your hand. 15 lights. She sees the building now. All right, someone raise your hand up there. You see them hands? You see them hands? I wonder if that lady there with the green-looking coat on, kind of a gray hair.
Yeah.
Has she got just one finger up or she got her whole hand up? Now, she changed it just a minute. Now, Sita, just raise your hand up again, sister. Now,
I see her.
Can you tell her? Did you see that she's got a green sweater on from here?
She has, yes.
Yes, ma'am. That's fine. How many fingers would you think she had, she's holding up there? Did you count that far? It's kind of shadowy, but...
I think
you're right. That's exactly right. Now say praise the Lord, everybody. You raise your head. Now, sister, you decide to come to me. You will be a perfect, well woman. Let's give God a little praise like this. Everybody, please. And someone asked me the other day why didn't people, that what I can understand, Brother Branham, is the people who are prayed for, and when they're healed, that the people in Pentecost, they usually like to shout so much that one of them don't do more shouting than. I said, they're just dumbfounded. It just happened then. I said, you ought to go outside the building sometime and see them when they're coming out of the building, and then you would understand. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, bow your heads, everyone. I'll be praying. Are you married?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Have you children?
I have a boy.
You have a boy overseas. You want to see him again, don't you? Yes. You would. I want him to see you too. Now look, I want you to be honest with me. I'm honest with you. You'll do the same to me, won't you?
I will.
Now there's something holding you back from your healing. And I'm going to tell you what it is. Shall I tell you out? Just let it go. You'll keep it. You know I know what it is, don't you? All right. No. No, I don't know the revelation. Now, you're sure. Yes, you can. God can take it away from you. Yeah. But now look, there's no way in the world for me to ever know that. Only by the revelation of God. But I found this cancer won't leave me. See, that's the reason it's holding me. Now you quit. Will you do it? By the mercy, you'll do it. Sure, he will deliver you. Father, she's willing now to lay it on the altar. God of heaven, you know how I could find that out. And I pray, dear God, that you'll take the desire from her now and that you'll never do it again. Satan, upon the confession of this woman, upon her desire to serve God with a pure heart, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the woman. Now, sister, look here. Every vibration has stopped. You're free from your habit almost. Go on now and serve God with all your heart. You'll see your boy, Christmas. Put your arms around his neck and tell him mother's delivered. Every vibration has stopped. Got a funny feeling, haven't you? Yeah. That habit's gone from you, too. Now, keep it away from him as long as you can. That's right, sister. God bless you. That's a good spirit to have. I just keep your head down for a few minutes. This lady comes here to the service today. She flew from Chicago here, and she's suffering here with a tuberculosis. She got a hemorrhage. She just had a hemorrhage here. Dear God, thou will regard faith. I imagine, Father, if that brazen serpent would still lift up on the plain, that people would fly across the sea to get to look upon that brazen serpent, because they know that others looked at it and were healed. And, oh, Father, thou hast not lifted up a brazen serpent today, but thou hast ordained thy gift. And the people are coming everywhere. And, Father, this poor woman coming down from my own home country to be prayed for thousands of miles across the mountains and deserts. She's laid in a hotel up there, Father, close to where somebody who didn't take you and committed suicide. And she's heard the screams and howls all week long. But Almighty God, you're here today to stop the hemorrhage, to send her back home. Well, woman, grant it, Father. Will you hear the prayer of your humble servant? Father, I believe the woman will live a consecrated life to you and give you all the praise and glory if you will grant this to her. Now, will you hear me, Father? This moment that's been looked forward to for weeks, grant it, Father. Thou demon, thou my sister, I adjure thee to leave her in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I adjure thee, come out of her. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every Bible is a sacrament. You may well only have to just go and do it with all of your heart. Not one Bible is a God rewarded the woman of her fine faith. Oh, eternal God, and he's suffering here, up to you, Father. I pray for her healing in the name of that Son Jesus. Young lady, look here. You got an infection in your body, or if you catch this, what it is. Don't you look at my hand here. Look at this one here. Now, why just look at that? Even I believe you could almost see that vibration yourself. You feel a little roar around you. That's the hardest I felt one hit. Coming through my whole body and shaking my whole being. Can you feel that? That's only the fourth time that anybody's ever felt a vibration themselves. Friends, I want you to raise your head a minute. Here's a vibration hitting so hard on my hands that a lady can feel the shaking in my own hands. Can you feel it, sister? Tell him that.
Yes, I can feel it.
She can feel it herself. Now she's suffering with a heart trouble, which is causing a block in her heart. She's got asthmatic troubles also. She's extremely nervous. But these things are real worried about things before it happens. And then, so now, I want you to watch my hand, sister, yourself. So you can feel it if it stops. You can feel it. You must have a very good face or something.
I don't know.
Where are you from?
Superior.
Is that Arizona? Well, that's the first time. That's the fourth person that I've ever known that felt the vibration, the reaction of it. It's not the rolling and tumbling, but it's hitting so hard on my hand that it's rolling back there that she can feel it back. Now, just bow your head. You watch my hand, sister. And if it turns, you'll turn back normal like this and hear it if that leaves. Or you can tell it when it feels. Now, you see when the feeling of that leaves in my hand don't turn normal. Father, I pray for sister that you will heal her. Thou demon, I adjure thee by Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, come out of the woman. You don't feel it now, do you? Look at my hand. Now you may raise your head, audience. Stop now, heaven. You don't feel it at all. And there my hands turned white. Now you've got a reaction of what I feel in vibrations for the sick people. Now I want you to give a little testimony here. It felt to you more like you'd put your hand up on a rail that was charged with electricity, kind of shaking. Is that right? And when I was praying, when it began to lope, jump, and then all at once it went away. Is that right?
Yes.
That's one of your Arizona. That's one of your women from Arizona here. And then when you looked down, my hand, which was red and had white spots on it, that turned white. Is that right?
That's right.
See? Now I don't know the lady. Never seen her in my life before. Is this your first time here?
Yeah,
been here ever since. Been here ever since. Wait to get
there.
Yeah, right. Well, you should go home now rejoicing, sister, because you're healed. Oh, God bless you. Let's say praise the Lord, everyone. That's mighty fine. God be praised and blessed for it. The little lady from Superior, where's that at, man? Up towards the globe. That's pretty low. I've seen your ad in the paper where you're cooperating. That's mighty fine. Your brother Falkland. Thank you, sir. Do you believe, sir, if I'll ask God, it'll leave you? See, you have a few more things, but that's your major thing, isn't it? I think you got a ruptured nerve there. That's right. I say, send this ear over here, and your kid.
Yes, sir.
Is that right? You believe with all your heart and it'll stop it. See, the only way I'd know that is by some way I could tell it here. Because you know if you said anything of that, our Heavenly Father, thou who knowest all things, come and be merciful to my brother. He's suffering now, and Father, by your spirit, by your grace, I was able to tell the man what was wrong with him, Father. Right to his face, how could he doubt anything? But thou art here to make him well. I pray that he'll start right now, Father, and not suffer. May it all go away from him. And everywhere he's from, he'll be thankful and tell the man that he works with and so forth of your great power. And someone else will hear. And they'll come and be healed. They'll give their hearts to thee. Lord, make him a testimony among unbelievers. I rebuke this demon in the name of Jesus Christ. There it stops, sir. Every vibration there. God bless you, my brother. Be a testimony in your name. It's been death since last Sunday a week. Now, there's a vibration. Won't you look? Can you see my hand here? This one looks. See, now I put my hand up. The pressure's on it. See? You can't see the spots, of course, in where you're at. How many can see it like all the difference in the hand up here? Your hand? Up here on the balcony? Can you see the difference in the two hands? Now, this is the first bed case. One of these ears are dead. He's got a kidney disorder. Suffering with his kidney. Eternal God, the author of eternal life and the giver of every good gift, I try now, Father, to find favor with thee for our brother. He's suffering. I know not him, you know him. And I pray, Father, that you would make him a testimony in the community where he is and among the man that he works with. May that everyone he comes in contact with, he'll spread the good news. Just like the others did in the days gone by when you were here in flesh. I pray that you'll grant this to my brother. And now, Lord, the life that person I prayed for on this altar, I feel that I was out of your will. But I thank you today, Father, I feel that you forgive me, and I am in thy will. And I pray that you'll hear me. And Father, not asking you to perform a miracle, but I ask you, Father, before these people that they might know that thy servant has been forgiven of his sin, applying to challenge unbelief to be prayed for, even that and above which the Son of God possessed. I pray that you'll open his ear immediately, Lord, that the people might know that thou art Christ and I be your forgiven servant. Thou demon, I come to meet thee in the name of Jesus Christ. I adjure thee, come out of the man. Come out of him, thou spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, thou evil one, that has deafened his ear and caused him this kidney trouble. Leave the man. I just keep your head bowed, saying his blessing. Hear me? Open your, raise your head. How long have you been deaf in that ear? Ever since he was born, he was deaf in this ear. Listen to this now. Put my hand in. Are you?
Yeah.
Are you? Mm-hmm. Are you?
Mm-hmm.
I twist him. Listen here now. He's speaking back in Spanish. Listen. Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'm on.
Now, I want to offer a little prayer of thanks to God. Our Heavenly Father, that man was born dead. And now he can hear. Thou hast testified with thy own lips today that thou hast regarded thy servant and hast forgiven me, Lord, of my stupidity that I did 2 weeks ago. And Father dear, let me always walk softly by you. And I pray that you'll let me serve you as long as I live. And then, Father, even if I get tired, I'll try to weary on. And then someday when life is over, may I meet everyone that I pray for, Father, when we rally at your throne. O Christ, grant it. How I thank you. With all my heart, I thank you, Father. And I pray now that you will continue to be with me and heal the sick people, for thou seest that our doctors are just limited to certain powers. But, Father, thy power is unlimited, and thou hast raised up a horn of healing to the people.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you, Father. And I pray, God, that it will continue on and on. In the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, I ask. Amen. Thank you very much for me. Now, this bow. Yes, young man. You understand English?
Mm-hmm.
I see you're suffering with a few burglars. I look at my hands. You're seeing those spots coming up on the hand. Look at this one here. See the difference? Now, God has certainly rewarded you, Spanish people. I presume that's what you are, Spanish people. As many of them heal, I'm going down into your home country, down in Mexico, in a few weeks. I trust that you'll be a testimony. You will serve God with a young man. You will. Our Heavenly Father, you who created this young man, who brought him here to the earth, and he's just here, a youth, could mean so much to your kingdom, Father, among young men today that have gone astray. But he wants to serve you, and Satan has bound him, But now thou hast for him to be he. Come today, just as the children of Israel did to the brazen serpent, to look and live. Help me, Father, and may this young man can be a strong, fine, young, a testimony that will just alarm among his people. Granted, Father, may he start gaining weight from this very day. Now, Satan, thou demon of tuberculosis, I come to meet thee in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the boy. I adjure thee to leave him in the name of Jesus Christ. A young man, before I raise my head to look at my hand has turned white, hasn't it? Where it was red and flashing, I'm pointing to it. Is that right? It turned white. I kept my hand in the same position. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
What's the matter? It's your sign. You're going home to be well now. That's right, sir. All right, you may raise your head, audience. A young Spanish boy standing here. The vibration of tuberculosis on my hand. And now every bit of it has left. Every bit. Now you can go and be... Now you're just looking at my hand. You noticed it. Is that
yes?
You're all right. Now you go home. You go get well and start gaining weight. Eat plenty of good wholesome food and get sleep. You're broke down, so you build up. Let's praise the Lord, everyone.
Bow your heads, please, everywhere.
You speak English?
No.
You speak English? Ask her if she will believe God will heal her. All right, now bow your heads everywhere. Our Heavenly Father, thou art here to make the sick to be well again. And here stands this poor old Spanish mother crippled up here with rheumatism. Father, I cannot talk to her. She does not hear my prayer, doesn't understand it. But I know you do, Father. You understand all languages, speak in all languages. And I pray, dear God, that somehow that you will let her know in her heart that I'm interceding with all my heart for her. That you will liberate her from this rheumatism today. Grand Father, and I feel that you're going to give us such a great meeting down in their country, down in Mexico. Now may she walk out of the building whole today, Father. If it be thy divine will, grant it, dear God. For I beg it for you, of you, for her, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thou demon that crippled the woman up with rheumatism, leave her in the name of Jesus Christ. Keep your head bowed seemingly. The vibration left her hand. I don't know what it's done for her. A young lady, you talk to her. And you tell her that I said to raise up her right foot like this. Now tell her to walk following me. Don't doubt nothing. Tell her walk out on following me. Now walk. Now you raise your head. Now walk back. She looked around, she just smiled. I know what she meant. Let's say praise the Lord, everyone. Isn't the Lord Jesus wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? Little wrinkle-handed mother, many miles away, no doubt but what this hand has washed in many a hard day in the tub. Not a word to keep soul and body together, raise the little children. When they would cry, there's no hand in the world that strokes back the tears and brings joy to the little cheek. Like this hand could. But now, Father, laying on mine, it needs the touch of another hand.
Father God.
The one that was scarred at Calvary, so free. Oh, Christ, help us to believe you. Just take your word. And this big, hideous demon of a cancer, black and fierce, she's helpless, Father. It's the doctor's power, but thou hast power over him. I bring her to thee, Father. Leading with my own unworthy hands, I lead her to you. Will you heal her, Lord? Now give thy servant's voice power, will you, Lord? That'll scare this cancer from her. Thou demon, I come to meet you as the anointed gift of God. Now I meet you in the name of Jesus Christ. You come out of the woman. I adjure thee to leave her in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Leave her. Now, Mother, you see what's happened. I go on your road rejoicing. Now nothing. You'll get well now. Oh, my. Just give God a praise. She said, I'll be all the time. I wouldn't want to adopt you. Bless her little heart. Mercy. Here's another cancer case. So you come from Chicago, lady? I'm going to visit that lovely city one of these days. Supposed to be there in May, the last part of February, there at the stadium. I'm not sure yet. Will you come to the platform and give a testimony at the stadium when you get there, wherever I'm at? You will? All right. Not a test. I want you to testify that God is with you. If he will do it now. You'll love him and serve him all your days. I just see real reverence. There's a lady that's come many hundreds of miles, yes, and thousands of miles, for the cancer. She's in Chicago. I look at this. You're watching my hand there, I guess. But this is about how it's going to go over my hand. I watch this person in the room. Jim White's back from there. One. She's suffering with cancer, and thou alone, Lord, can heal her. And she's come all the way from Chicago. God, you let her know, people. And she promised that she would tell people, she would come up to the stage if thou should send thy servant there to end her witness to the healing power. And you're the only one who can take this demon from her body. Therefore, dear God, I come to you, asking with all my heart that you'll do it. Say, this cancer, the very life of it, I come to meet you, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. I adjure thee to leave her, come out of her, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You're on it here, didn't you? Well, it was. It means, Mother, that you're going to live yet. You're going to return to Chicago and be a testimony for God. You raise your head, audience. Everything left for later. God bless you, my sister. What's your name? Mother, Ben. God bless you. But praise God. Always in Chicago, down to Phoenix, Arizona. A sister from Chicago now. You may have in a few days a sick spell, but don't notice that, you see. If you go to getting sick and upset or something, don't notice that. You don't never notice nothing. You have it in your mind that you believe. See, that's the reaction of it. Just for you from Chicago, just a moment. Sister, turn around. Sister Waldorf, would you stand up? There's a lady that died in my prayer line, heart, colon, and liver, about 8 months ago or 2 years. Is that right, Sister Waldorf? I told you to have a sick spell. You had it in your sister's car. That's you. Now, there's two ladies. There's one that wasn't prayed for with the cancer of the heart. And here, and colon liver. And here is a lady just now prayed for from Chicago. Isn't it wonderful the two sisters can touch one to another? One is healed and well. The other has just been touched by the hands of God. Let's say praise God. All right. That's right. Several things wrong. This burning is in your chest. Does it seem to be up around up in the place? It's down to the side. Oh, down in the chest. Oh, just a bit. Yeah. Your rheumatism had you. So if you have a cough, too, don't you? Cough quite a bit?
Yes, sir.
Cause you miss your sleep? Everything. Just coughing, hacking your throat.
Yes, sir.
Now, there's only one way that I know that. That's through God, isn't it? That's the only way I know it. Now, you have faith and belief, brother.
Yes. My God, it's Jesus is
good. Oh, thank you, brother. That's very kind of you thinking that. Dear Heavenly Father, as my brother comes now, Satan has crippled him and bound him, and he suffers. Oh, God, he's just in a prison now. And you alone, Lord, can bring him out of this prison. You're the only one who can make him get well. And he said, I believe that Jesus... with all my heart, and I believe Jesus sent you here. God, what a testimony of humility. I know that you'll hear his prayer. I know you'll hear mine, Father, and that you're going to let him get well. Therefore, Satan, I come to meet thee in the name of Jesus Christ. As God's anointed servant, I adjure by Jesus that you leave the man and come out of him. Dear sir, God has seen your tears. He has seen your face. And you're touched by his power now. You can walk on. Be well. God bless you, my dear brother. Walk right on down the steps. You won't have to worry no more. Not when you can raise your head. Just let me move a little bit. Praise the Lord. Honey, he said, I'm very glad I met you, glad he met Jesus. We're thankful for that. Now bow your head, everyone, again, just for a few moments. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's been pretty sick, hasn't she? Mm-hmm. I wish you'd leave it all the time to get well, but... A little mother here that's near to one image. Dear Father, I realize that Satan has set a trap. And now he's caught our sister. Or to have one who brings hemorrhage now and leaves the world. You're the only one who can dissolve that blood clot. But, Father, will you do it? Grant it, Father. Satan has done this, and it's his work. But thou art here to liberate our sister. Satan, I adjure thee by Jesus Christ, the Son of God, leave the woman. Enjoy, brother. My heart. May the Lord God bless her. Stop, too. She'll be all right. Yes. You speak English? No. Ask her now and tell her so she'll have faith in her. I know what it is. Tell her stomach doesn't hurt. God bless her. Moose, that means much in her whole life. See what it is? She's got a gastric ulcer in her stomach. Now you tell her. But how I could tell that is by vibration over her hand, so she'll know, you know, she'll have faith. She believes, she says. All right, now, if you bow your head, how much time have we got left? 4 or 5 o'clock, we got 5 minutes. And then, see if we promise that we keep allowing for you. We'll see for this moment. Dear Father, you who knows our hearts and knows our God, this poor mortal is standing here suffering with his stomach trouble. And Father, I can't speak to her in her language, so let her know, Father, this ulcer will have to dry up. It'll take a few days to do it. Unless thou dost just go down and move it with your hand and brush it away. You have the power to do this, Father, even make a new stomach. So, Father, I know that's a miracle. But it'll be a miracle also, Father, secondarily, if you'll just let her get well. She wants to be well. The doctor has given her medicine. She's tried, but seemingly he can't catch the place, Father, for the poor thing is nervous, is causing you. Down low, causing you. I pray you, Father, to just give me that sign. I tell her. And if she'll believe, she'll be well, won't she, Lord? Satan, you come out of her. I adjure thee by Jesus Christ that you leave her. Very good. I used to explain to her. Tell her now that it'll take her a few days to get well. And by the way, she leave her. You're going to be well. It'll take maybe anywhere from 1 to 15 days or something like that for you to be well. Tell her after a while, she just forget about it. Tell her just forget about it and go on. Tell her life of the Well, it always says Jesus.
God bless you all.
Help me now, besides that, don't you? I don't see a vibration. Now, sir, there's only one thing that's helping me. There's a little lady that comes here not long ago that her spine, by putting a spine on a plate, had done something, and her nurse, from her waist down, was she taken for a childbirth, you see, and she was paralyzed all the way down, no feeling, couldn't walk, nothing. I prayed for her, and I guess it was somewhat about 8 or 10 days, so she was out on the street walking, out of her wheelchair. Now, if that's God who healed that woman, you too can heal. You believe you get well about this, the Lord Jesus lets you get well. This your wife, right? And you all want to be happy together. I know how you feel about your brother. When my wife called me a while ago, I know how you want to be happy together, and I want you to be happy together. And you all will serve Christ all your life if you'll let him get well. Now, regardless of whether it happens or not, you really believe it's going to be done anyhow, don't you? Mm-hmm. All right, now by your head, little one, we're going to pray for Brother Jerry's paralyzed. Dear Father, I feel no vibrations from the man, but he's paralyzed, dear God. Something has happened, dear God, and his nerves died in the lower part of his body. You're the only one who can make life come into those nerves again, take this condition away from him. Will you hear my prayer? You and his lovely little wife standing here, and, oh God, how she must feel looking at him and him looking at her. And there's two other young couples down the street. Oh God, have mercy. Let him recover from this one, God. You and this will make the death here and the drum speak. I pray that this will be the day that life will start back into those rooms again. This paralyzed condition will leave. I pray this blessing for you in the name of the Holy Son of God, Jesus Christ. Amen. Buddy, you're hot. We have an accident. Come on. Well, God bless you. Now, Garrett, I want you to see how much better you do that.
Well, I sure you can.
Why, praise the Lord. He's walking at it now.
Please. Please. Let's go, praise the Lord. Jesus Christ made me well. Grant it, Lord, may this man testify. I ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Perhaps he'll heal all my husband. He will.
Now, I believe he said, I'll be healed, sir. He'll heal up on it, friend. Don't you believe it, everybody? Let's praise God for it now.
All right.
Bow your head. How much more time you got, brother?
How many of you are sure now that he's come back and maybe we could get him at least pass through the line and be saved?
Got about 20 or 30 here that say they can't come back. And custodian of the auditorium, if you just bear with us just for a few minutes, I'll just have a prayer for these people passing through the line. And I appreciate it very much for your time. If you do it over just a moment, I want to pray for each one anyhow. Loved ones, you hear your little line here that can't come back now for the next service. So you go believe God. If I just ask you, you'll go get well. Aren't you one of those? You believe it. You believe if you don't get sick, you're going to get well. And if I ask God, you believe it. I guess it's, of course she's dead. Well, all right. My brother Christian brings me word here that's a bunch back in the audience there said if I just pray for the platform and be healed. That's when God can move it. That's right. Now, all right, bow your head and I'll try to pray for just a few more. Give us about 10 more minutes, man, and I'll pray for the entire audience. Man. That's lovely for you. Christ will love you for that. Father, I pray with all my heart that you heal this boy and will make him well. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask the Father. Amen. God bless you, young man. Now, is this the young lady who's deaf here? Is she deaf and dumb, too? Your sister? Your niece. Was she born that way? She just went deaf and dumb. A prophet made it deaf and dumb. Now, it can happen right here. Now, where are you going to be? Oh, can you see that? That one. The last week died from the new school went home speaking and hearing. I do not say she said. Of course, if she begins to talk or speak, it'll be like a little baby. With no vibration from it, she just paralyzes her nerves and vocal cords. Now, here's a young lady that's deaf and dumb. She's from Michigan. Come to speak. Mesa. Excuse me, I didn't get it right. From Mesa. She's in the new school. And now, she's had what polio?
Mm-hmm.
Polio paralyzed her hearing, and of course that's on the same nerve, you know, the speech and hearing. Now, if I ask God, the ladies will agree that the girl will get all right. Now, he can open her ears now. That I don't know. I can't say. He can make her speak now. I couldn't say. If she does, it'd be like a baby. She could talk plain, but it's not now. I have to make signs for her and have this to believe. Father, lovely little girl, thank you, bless her heart. He came along and cut off her hearing and her speech. And I don't believe she wants to be healed for any evil thing, but this other person standing by her, Lord, with tears in her eyes, wants to see her healed. Wants her to get well, Father, so she can come back out of the school and then you go to church and hear the message and sing the praises of God. Oh God, I'm thinking of those five little children up in Oregon last week. Idaho, how did you heal them, brought them out of the school, and the doctors pronounced them well and sent them home to their loved ones? How did that lovely gentleman? Oh Father, have mercy on her. I pray that she will recover from this immediately. And if it be thy will, Father, when thy servant sends out this rebuke, may Satan leave her now. And she'll be able to speak and hear it right now. If not, Father, thou knowest my heart. We believe that she will. For I ask thee to leave her in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I keep her head bowed for her. Everyone, keep your head back everywhere. Except the Lord and I watch for everyone, just a minute. This life coming good. If it's so, if God doesn't do it perfectly, all right, we will do it in time. It's a team, not miracle. Hear me? say, amen.
Amen.
All right, raise your head up. Hear me? You hear me? Amen.
Amen.
Let's give God praise, everybody. My sister, she's going to get an awful headache. The girl is with her. She's going to have a headache. Oh, you're going to wait for her. She's going to have a headache, sister. And you tell her, because she'll make her head hurt, but you'll be all right. Don't worry about me. I'm not going to hear. There she hears me. There she hears me. Stop. Here's a minister has brought his niece, and she's deaf. Now, you know what I got last Sunday week. I don't ask for miracles. I bow your head, everybody. Heavenly Father, thou art always near, and this lovely little lady comes up here to be healed. And I believe, Father, that thou art here, and you hear the humility of our hearts. And they bring the sick and the sick and the deaf and the dumb and the blind. And thou alone, Lord, can heal. I pray that you will restore the hearing to this girl's ears. Will you grant it, dear Father? May she begin right now to hearing and get well. Nevertheless, Father, I believe your promise, but you said if you get the people to believe you, nothing shall stand before your prayer. I believe it will leave her, Father. Whether it does now or not, I know not. That's in your power, Father, not in mine. And my power comes from you. And I pray that you'll give me power over this death spirit to drive it away from me. Thou demon of deafness, come out of the woman in the name of Jesus Christ. You can hear this power to do it. Affect your effort. Hear me? Hear me? Yes, that's right. Come on, come on. Hear me? All right, can you raise your head? We just had time to wait for you a little bit. You've got to watch your head. Hear me? Oh, excuse me. God bless you. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. All right, bow your head, everywhere. Ever who's with her, just tell her, just start coming out. Bow your head, we got a hurry, we told Miss 10 minutes later. Mm. Yes, ma'am. Nice sister dear. So you're a minister's wife. My wife knows how to sympathize with you, her husband gone. Well, you're what it is, you call is a goddess of the tennis. You have tennis. Dear Father, thou who knowest the heart of all people, and this is your servant, a young minister. Oh God, may their life be fruitful for you, Father. For we feel we haven't got many more days to work, and then we shall see Jesus. And Father, sir, we would see Jesus. Oh, how we love him. And I thank you for the young minister, and I pray, Father, that his life will be very fruitful. And his companion comes up now today before you have sent for him, that his wife might be healed. And now, Father, hear the prayer of your children as they go about through the country praying, speaking, may they take your testimony that thou art the healer also. Thou demon, leave this woman in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you, young lady. Every vibration of it has gone. Now look, your stomach's raw. Just like if there's something rash on your hand, you put something on it, and it started getting better. Not well. Take a while, you'll even forget the other hand. You'll be all right now. God bless you. What's your husband's name? Reverend Duffin. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. He said, that's all right. When I get up there, she's got a dam. When I go back, I'll have his brace in my arms. The little boy was instantly delivered, took off the brace, and walked down the floor with it on his back. Did that make a sense? Yes. Let's say praise the Lord. Oh, God.
God is real. Now let's see, how many more? The brother said we've already, that we're going to have to close the doors. If these people cannot come back, I'm just going to ask a prayer for every one of them. Let just as many as you can pass through the line. You will believe, will you, sister? It's not about you understand how it is. I want to have a prayer with each one of you. But first thing I want to say, let me thank God for the living, for everyone that they've been in here. Now we want to pray for everyone in the line and let them pass through so I can cut my hands on. The Bible says they'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. This. Our Heavenly Father, God, Lord, that our time is up. And we know many times we turn to the multitude and one aside or left. But Father, this is the time that these ministers have to get to their churches. And oh God, maybe some soul to be saved because of this afternoon. May those ministers be naughty tonight. May Brother Foster, Brother Outlaw, Brother Fuller, all the brothers here, Father, your ministers, may they be so anointed tonight that the power of God will be in their lips and they'll speak like never before. May sinners reap their way to Calvary and there be filled with the Spirit of God. Oh, Father, may many, even tonight, be saved, Lord. And these who are coming through the line now, downward, and may your Spirit be so strong that when they pass by, and I take a hold of their hand, may the blessing of God rest upon each of them. May they leave this building this afternoon rejoicing and thanking you for their healing. For we realize that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things you don't see, taste, feel, smell, or hear. God grant us, may we all be well, and we offer you thanks and praise for all that you have done and all that you're going to do yet in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, let's stand, everyone, except for a moment. Now, while I'm passing you through, I want you all to sing that song with me. And brother, one of the song leader, when you come here, song leader, ever be the song leader of the choir here. Come here, brother, worship. I want you to sing only believe. I want you ministers to walk right out there where the prayer line is. Be praying for them as they come through the line. Let me do it now. Everybody will stand. Just a few moments. We'll pass about 15 to 20 feet here. Just to shake their hand when they pass through. We'll leave songs and you don't have
Thank you.